Native Americans in Montana face a slew of challenges to finding housing off reservations, including discrimination. A tight housing market in the state and across the country presents its own problems for finding an affordable place to live. But Les Lefthand, with All Nation Youth Partner for Success in Billings, says his last name was a barrier for him and his wife when they were looking for a home. He says eventually they used her maiden name on applications.
When she applied for some of these places as just Leslie Martin, they were more open to that until they saw my name on there. And then that's when the red flags were waved. And of course, some of them were just outright not willing to talk to us.
Lefthand's organization works to prevent drug use among young people ages 9 to 20, and he says people they work with, as well as friends and family, have similar experiences. Rental costs, like security deposits and first and last month's rent, can be challenges as well. Census data finds more than a quarter of Native Americans live in poverty. Lefthand says young people especially find it hard to move off their reservations because they are not as financially established.
It's frustrating for them, and that's when they give up and go back home and have to live in a tight, cramped household again, because we don't really turn away any of the family members that do come back. We just accommodate until they can find a better resource or a different avenue.
Analyses on housing issues for Native Americans are scarce, but a study from before the pandemic found 16% of Native Americans reported overcrowding, compared with 2% of the U.S. population as a whole. Lefthand says organizations like the Native American Development Corporation can help people who feel they have been discriminated against or having trouble looking for housing. Most of all, he encourages people to be persistent.
I'm always willing to help people out and try to steer them in the right direction and then just give them the hope that there is somebody out there that might have an opportunity to open a door and then they succeed in that area. But then, like I tell them, don't give up so easily.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.